Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KMOX News time is 7:22. Awesome to welcome into the KMOX studio, Mary Richards from KSL Radio in Salt Lake City.
Yes, and I see you're having bad weather just like we are back in Utah, so it's I feel at home.
We all complain about the weather, right? Well, what brings you to St. Louis? First of all, you are a St. Louis native who's working in journalism in Salt Lake City.
I am, yes. I went to Marquette High School, so that's kind of fun to be back, go Mustangs. And then I work out in Salt Lake City, and so I'm coming back here to do a documentary, actually, for my radio station on pretty much the history of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Missouri, otherwise known as Mormons. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to go tour this new exhibit over at the Gateway Arch Museum. I'm going to head over there after this, about the history of the church members, the saints in St. Louis at the time. A lot of people might not know the history about how St. Louis was a haven, was just this incredible haven for the members of the church back in the 1840s and 1850s who were traveling west to escape some persecution. And while the history of the church in the state is a little bit problematic in the western part, here in St. Louis, they found safety and peace and welcoming and kind of helping launch their way as they traveled west to Salt Lake City.
All right. Well, we'll have to check that out, too, at the Arch Grounds Museum, the museum under the Gateway Arch Museum. Being a St. Louis native, talking about being a welcoming community, we like to think of ourselves that way. However, the perception outside of St. Louis and Missouri is not always the same. So what do you hear from people in Salt Lake about St. Louis?
Yeah, to me, it's positive. And it's so wonderful to hear that. You know, if I mention St. Louis, people say, oh, yeah, the Arch. Oh, the Cardinals. And I say, exactly. You know, and people think of these positive things when I mention St. Louis out west. And so I think there's a good reputation, at least in Utah, when people hear when I say, I went to high school in St. Louis, and they say, oh, don't they have a hockey team? I say, yeah, the Blues are doing really well right now. So it's fun to talk about.
Well, and that's good to hear.
It'll be so exciting to hear your review, I guess, of the new museum under the Arch, all the renovations, $500 million going into it, and tripling, I think, the space there, and just a tribute to westward expansion in this country.
Yeah, I'm excited to go see it. I haven't been there for about, last time I visited was 15 years ago, so it's fun to be back and see the changes. There's a new Busch Stadium since I've been here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful.
You'll have to come back to go to a game.
I do need KMOX to go to a game.
Day at the ballpark, perhaps.
Okay. Putting it on the calendar.
Well, once you get your documentary done, will it be online so those of us here in St. Louis can hear more about what you discovered here?
Yeah, KSLnewsradio.com or KSL.com is our station out there in Salt Lake, and we'll put it there. And I'll send it to you guys so you can kind of take a little preview and see what you think. So,
wonderful. Yeah. Sounds great. And KSL will be joining the radio.com app, here at KMOX.
That's right. Good to be. I feel like we're sister stations. I feel like we should go have a drink together or something, have a party.
We should, because it's 7:25. But for those of us who've been up early, it's almost happy hour, right?
That is very true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.